don't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday, February 24th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, greatly appreciate that. Well, the Michigan Republican Party has a new chair and co-chair. Senator Jim Runstead, person I endorsed early on for that position, beat Mashawn Maddox in a second round of balloting, 62-38% on Saturday afternoon. Roughly about 3 o'clock, the voting started, and it was over. The ballots were counted. The announcements were made. Mashawn made the concession in full unanimous support of Jim and Bernadette Smith. New leadership running the Michigan Republican Party, not going to be controlled by the political consultants. The Bergman machine, the Yob machine, all went down on Saturday. Interesting situation, though, occurred Friday night at the district caucuses. First District, Dare Rendon, temporary chair of the caucus, called the caucus to order. We had a Pledge of Allegiance. She asked me to offer a prayer, which I did. And then a couple of things had to be taken care of before we got down to the business of the agenda. Recognition award given to Neil Friske for his service. He got up and gave a very short thank you, told everybody to stay in the fight, keep doing what you're doing because it's working. Then Dare acknowledged Todd Smallenberg, former candidate for the 106 who ran against Cam Cavett. She acknowledged him. He asked the chair to be able to make a motion. He went forward with his motion, and before the support second was even allowed to be offered, which it was, according to the temporary chair, Darren Rendon, motion was made, second was acknowledged, discussion. Well, before that even really could get started, the first congressional district had a disruptor. I believe he was brought in on purpose by the Bergman machine to disrupt the process. Former disgraced Sheboygan County Drain Commissioner Dennis Lennox, who I don't even believe he still lives, resides in Sheboygan County. But regardless, this individual cost Sheboygan County thousands of dollars back in the day when he was drain commissioner. He immediately started ranting and trying to overtalk the chair of the caucus, Dare Rendon. Well, roughly almost 2 hours later, Dennis Lennox was removed from the room by police, escorted out. The vote was taken. The vote was taken to remove him from the caucus. And then the other disruptor stood up, along with a few others. We're going to get into all of that. I'll give you a field report as I saw it from the back of the room. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one, talking about the Friday night First Congressional District Caucus meeting where the main disruptor, Dennis Lennox, forced the caucus to last basically 2 hours longer than it needed to be. With his ranting, his interruptions, his disrespect of Dare Rendon, the chair of the caucus, and their reaction to Todd Smallenberg's motion. Now, Todd's motion was very simple. To expedite the mission of this caucus, I move that Randy Bishop be permanent chair. There's two slates that we have to vote on. Everybody knows who's on the slate. Everybody knows who's running. Everybody knows why the two slates were prepared and submitted to the executive committee to be voted on at the caucus. He also moved that tellers from both sides would be counting the standing vote, not to use paper ballots, but stand and be counted. Announce the numbers, and as soon as the winning slate is determined, absolutely adjourn the caucus, swear in the new elected members of the executive committee, and go and enjoy the rest of our Friday night. That wasn't word for word, but basically the synopsis of what his motion was. It was supported, there was discussion, and in the end, because of the main disruptor, Dennis Lennox, the chair received another motion to basically remove him from the event. The two sides went to their various corners, ends of the building in that room. The vote tally was counted, and the vote was to have him removed. He refused to leave. The sergeant of arms approached him, "Don't touch me or I will file felony assault against you." So the police were called in, and the police escorted him out of the room. Well, then the next disruptor, Melanie Greenfield, and others began their process. Melanie got the attention of the chair, was recognized, and made a motion to amend Todd's motion to replace me for his motion as permanent chair of the caucus with Jesse Osmer from Alpena. That went to another vote. So everybody got up, went to both ends of the room, was counted, and that motion was defeated. I believe the number was somewhere north of 90 to 70 something. I forget the actual numbers. Well, then Senator Ed McBroom from the UP in the 38th Senate District was recognized by the chair, and he called for secret ballots. He wanted us to take the time to produce ballots, have people mark down who they want to vote for, and then submit those paper ballots, roughly 168, I believe, was the credentials reported number of voting precinct delegates in attendance at the caucus, and have them hand count 168 ballots. Well, the motion was accepted, discussion was held, the vote came again going to both sides of the room, and that motion was defeated. Todd's motion then was voted on and was approved, and Derry handed me the gavel. I proceeded to a very simple process, which I had explained during all the arguing going back and forth. I explained exactly what I intended to do when I got to be the permanent chair. If I was elected to be the permanent chair, this is how I would handle it. I gave the alternate slate, the Save the First slate chairman, opportunity to come up and speak for 5 minutes on why people should vote for their slate. Well, he really didn't take advantage of the full 5 minutes, number one. Number two, he really didn't explain to the voting precinct delegates why they should vote for his slate. after his time was up, or he actually conceded the mic about a minute and a half early. 5 minutes was given to Dare Rendon, the current chair of the executive committee. And she explained all of the positive things they were able to do the last 2 years. Raised a lot of money, helped candidates get elected, took out a Democrat state representative up in the UP where the Democrats had controlled that seat for over 70 years. No longer in control of a Democrat. Now a Republican, caucusing with the Republicans, now is that state representative. She mentioned how they donated to Victoria Bishop's campaign for Antrim County Clerk, helping her defeat the Democrat who was doing a writing campaign, Cheryl Guy, against her. She also mentioned the vote turnout. Folks, I did not realize the actual numbers, but she said the first congressional district's vote for Donald Trump exceeded 2016 and 2020 numbers. Increase turnout, increase vote for President of the United States. The first congressional district actually contributed to increasing Donald Trump's victory, where he won statewide by over 80,000 votes. The first district was part of that. We did a great job. We're all volunteers. We put out a great effort. We made phone calls. We helped knock on doors. This is what we did. Please reelect us to continue this work heading into 2026 so we can defeat the Democrats next year. After she finished, I announced that the tellers for their side, the tellers for Dare Rendon's side, would continue to be the tellers, but to stay in place. Do not move. After each side's tellers counted their numbers, they then were to have the tellers switch ends, sending Dare Rendon's tellers to the other side. The other side sent their tellers, and by the way, their tellers, State Representatives Cam Cavett and State Representative Parker Fairburn. They both counted each other's sides, reported the numbers to me. In the end, Dare Rendon slate won. I said, fine, because of the announcement, the caucus is adjourned. Members of the winning slate, please come forward and be sworn in. This caucus is done. And I banged down the gavel, and that was it. Once I was given the gavel, once we did the counts, not just once by each side, but counting each other's sides, the whole process lasted 17 minutes. From start to finish, after the 2 5-minute speeches were given by the spokespersons for the slate. 5 minutes each was 10, 17 minutes the process. Within a half an hour, less than a half an hour, we were done. And we could have been to the parties 2 hours earlier, but we weren't because of the disruptors. Dennis Lennox, Melanie Greenfield, and State Senator Ed McBroom. And in the end, the Bergman machine, who told all the state reps and two state senators that they had to show up at the caucus. Now, I have to admit, in the previous caucuses that I've attended in the first, we've had a few state reps, maybe one senator. That wasn't the case Friday night. My state representative, John Roth, was there from the 104th. Ken Borton was there from the 105th. Cam Cavett was there from the 106th. Parker Fairburn from the 107th. Markkinen from the UP. He was there all the way from the western end of the UP. State Senator John DeMoose was there. As a matter of fact, I had an opportunity to talk to him after the caucus. He has agreed to come on this show. We'll see if he follows up with me and schedules it. Senator Ed McBroom from the 38th was there. Now, you have to understand something, folks. This event was held in Detroit, formerly called Cobo Hall, now Huntington Place. Ed McBroom had to drive roughly about 9 hours to get there and then 9 hours back home because I didn't see him there on Saturday. Didn't see actually any of the state reps on Saturday. They came down at the request of, I believe, Jack Bergman's chief of staff, Tony List, and his communication director, James Hoke, to fight against leadership of the 1st Congressional District Executive Committee that was so successful in 2024's campaign. Why? Because they wanted the power. They wanted to take back the executive committee. For whatever reason, I don't truly understand. You've got a successful leadership team raising money, getting good candidates elected, and they wanted to change that. Well, in the end, they lost every single vote. Todd Smallenberg's motion went through. Oh, another disruptor I forgot. Bill Largent from Presque County. He was very instrumental in standing on chairs yelling to basically disrupt the event. What you did, Bill, was honestly kind of embarrassing. It didn't work. They failed. The Patriots, the current executive leadership prevailed in the end, and we were finally able to get out of there. But again, cost us 2 hours of sleep on Friday night because we had to get up early to get back to the state convention, which started right at 9 o'clock on Saturday. Bottom line is this. The 1st Congressional District Republican Executive Committee is going to continue doing what they did in the 23-24 cycle this year, 2025 and 2026, and we are going to help them raise money, grow their membership, have you guys join the 1st Congressional District Republicans and be a part of a very successful 2026 campaign to defeat the Democrats. And it starts at the top with a new party chair, Jim Runstead, senator, who's in the minority for the next year, not able to do basically anything as a state senator, can help raise money, unify the party, and expand our base. That's the plan. It all came together perfectly, and that was what happened down in Detroit. Oh, and by the way, not only my endorsed candidate, Jim Runstead for chair, but also Chris Long, the new Michigan GOP grassroots vice chair, defeated Marion Sheridan. Congratulations, Chris. Jeff corrected me. Ken Borton did stay for Saturday. I didn't see him. On the Hour News, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you.